So, what do you care about most in your life? What guides your everyday choices? So, someone say money. Someone may say honor. Someone may say achievement. Someone may say family. But today's Bible stories ask us to think about these big questions. 6 days before Passover, Jesus visited his friends Martha, Mary, and Lazarus in Bethany. Remember Lazarus? He was dead until Jesus brought him back to life. Now he was eating with Jesus, living proof of Jesus' power. During this meal, Mary did something amazing that made everyone think about what they truly valued. She took perfume worth a whole year's pay, maybe all her savings, and poured it on Jesus' feet, then wiped them with her hair. The sweet smell filled the entire house. But Judas complained right away. Why waste this? We could have sold it and given money to the poor. His words seemed sensible and caring. But the author of John tells us Judas wanted to steal the money. But his question is still good for us to think about. How should we best use what we have? What should we care about most? Then Jesus defended Mary. Leave her alone, she bought it, for when I am buried. Somehow, Mary understood what was coming when others didn't. When she poured that perfume, she was both honoring Jesus as king and getting him ready for burial, seeing both his greatness and his coming death. In Philippians, Paul faces the same question about what matters. Whatever used to benefit me, I now see as worthless because of Christ. Paul had everything society valued, important family background, religious credentials, respect. Yet he says, I consider everything worthless compared to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Like Mary pouring expensive perfume, Paul gave up his impressive achievements. What once defined his worth, he now calls rubbish compared to knowing Jesus. He says, I want to know Christ and feel his resurrection power and share in his sufferings. Mary and Paul both realized something life-changing. Jesus was worth everything. Knowing him changes what we think is valuable. Loving Jesus sometimes means making choices others don't understand. I recently heard about Western missionaries who went to Korea long time ago. I'm Korean. These missionaries were educated people, doctors and teachers who could have had comfortable, respected lives at home country. But instead, they chose to go to a far away, unfamiliar place that few had heard of, Joseon, Korea's old name. These missionaries didn't just preach. They built hospitals to heal the sick, schools for children, and homes for orphans. They didn't focus on personal comfort or converting people, but on showing Christ's love through real help. The early Korean Christians followed this example, working to show Jesus' love and fairness in their society. Maybe Christianity is strong in Korea today because these people put helping others above themselves. Many probably thought these missionaries were foolish. Why waste their education and opportunities? Why leave comfort for hardship? But their seemingly wasteful sacrifice inspired others and eventually changed Korean society. In our lives today, what do we care about most? Our church band practice for hours for songs that last minutes. Sometimes our Sunday school teachers prepare lessons that are quickly over. Some church members bring flowers that will soon wilt. Our church still supports and supplies to help brothers and sisters in the overseas, even though our church is not rich. Why do we do these things that practical minds might see as wasteful? Because love follows different priorities. These actions share in Jesus' amazing love, the incredible love of God who sent His Son into the world because He valued us. In a world focused on practical concerns and self-interest, Mary's extravagant gift shows us another way. In a world that measures worth by productivity and efficiency, her devotion points us toward deeper values. Like the missionaries, who gave themselves to Korea through our seemingly impractical acts of devotion, we create new followers of Jesus' love. And through this chain of changed priorities, the world changes, becoming more beautiful. May our lives be filled with the sweet smell of such generous love, poured out for the one who loved us first. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for Mary's example who gave her most valuable possessions as an act of love for Jesus. Forgive us when we think like Judas, criticizing others' devotion or putting practical concerns above love. Give us hearts that share love generously. Help us serve others in ways that may seem foolish to the world, but match your values. Fill our lives with the sweet smell of your love, so that others may be drawn to you through us. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our King and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are going